section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Del Rio issues, ESPN and WWE work together, and who's going to WrestleMania? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So WWE is interested in a top Hispanic star. And who might that be, Aaron?
Yeah. So one of the things I think we might have mentioned on the show was that Carlito was in talks with WWE of returning, but unfortunately they apparently lowballed him quite a bit. And so now, as of late, they've been interested in bringing back Del Rio, which I think would be a smart move. They let him go for under kind of not suspicious, but kind of weird circumstances. You know, guy had made a disparaging comment about Mexicans and Hispanic people, and Del Rio stood up for himself and stood up for his people, and he ended up getting fired. So did the other guy. And it was kind of weird, you know, like apparently they needed to get rid of Del Rio. And to be honest, it probably was better because it helped out his career. He obviously has been in Ring of Honor. He's been in Lucha Underground. He's been in a lot of other promotions and been able to expand his brand a little bit more. And the reason why that's important and that that's good is that if he goes back to WWE, people will know him and they'll remember him. And that could bring in a few more people, which would be nice.
Do you bring back Ricardo?
I think it would be kind of cool to bring him back, but I don't think it's necessary.
But the thing is, doesn't he have a deal with Lucha Underground, or did he just do a 1-year deal? Because most people, they had deals where if the show was not, if they did not start 90 days after the end of the show or something like that, then they could do whatever they wanted. Like Hernandez, as we all know, is gone. So he can go to TNA if he really wants to. But I'm just wondering if Del Rio is going to be able, because if he comes back, it'll be huge. I think it'll shock a lot of people. But is this a Royal Rumble return, or do you do it now, right before the Mexico tour?
I would do it on Mexico. I think that would be a huge impact to have him all of a sudden just appear in Mexico and not even announce it, you know, do it like the first show. So that way you get the buzz going. Cause I think then people would be like, oh my God, what if they bring back Rey Mysterio, you know, and then they might go to the show just to, you know, for that. And Del Rio, you know, look, we crapped all over him for the way WWE used him, not because we didn't like him as a wrestler, but because WWE didn't use him properly. We saw him and Sheamus take each other on like 50 million times and they forced him down our throats. They really wanted you to be like, oh, this guy's so important. Look, he won the biggest Royal Rumble ever. Look, he won the Money in the Bank briefcase. Look, he won this. He won this. He won this. And it's a look, we get it. You want him to be important, but you can't just force feed him to us. You know, that's not going to work. And, you know, we saw that obviously with Roman Reigns, and we didn't want that with Del Rio. But I think that, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So Del Rio coming back now, I think would be a smart move.
Even though he sent some negative comments about him, in his shoot interview, it was really interesting. He said it was kind of like a locker room aspect or whatever, people would say things. But also, a lot of those people are gone now. They fired the social media manager, which he needed to go anyways, because the fact he said that, it was horrible. But I am happy that there's a good chance he can come back. And, you know, Carlito would have been a good one too, but I can... You know, I don't need him to spit in the face of people who don't think I'm cool or whatever the thing was.
You know what? I would have loved to see Carlito back for a short run. You know, do like the RVD style run, you know, like where RVD came back. And actually, he was taking on Del Rio last time he was back. But have Carlito come in for like 90 days just to like do a short term run and then, you know, go away. You know, that I think would be kind of nice because he could put a few people over. He could win a couple matches, you know, basically do the Jericho treatment in a way. I think that would be kind of cool.
Now, the reason why we bring this up about him maybe going to the WWE, it's really interesting because he recently canceled an appearance he was going to do with, I think it's WXW in Germany. And it's really interesting because the promoter was the one saying, oh, it's his fault because Del Rio did not want to fly coach. He wanted to fly business class, so you have a lot more room. This is a weird one, because looking at it, it really sounds like the promoter did go back on his word, and Del Rio never says anything on social media, and he even says that. He goes, but the terms changed. Because of that, this is what really happened. I think it's on his Instagram account is what he put this on, but he was also questioning work visa, because that is an issue. If he doesn't have it there, technically he can't work, and it would stink to fly 16 hours there, and it turns out that, oh, I can't wrestle. That would really stink, because then the promoter would be like, we're going to give you five. No, now we're going to only give you 1,000 since you could only make an appearance. But
yeah. And, you know, this is one of those situations that I feel you're airing dirty laundry. And as the promoter, you can say that there were extenuating circumstances that Del Rio now will not be able to attend. You know, we'll refund your money if you want to, you know, because he obviously was a main attraction. He was going to put butts in the seats. And then you try to work something out with Del Rio so that way he can come back. Because guess what? He's not going to take a look at that promoter ever again. Do you think that he's going to go back there? No, not at all. He's going to say, no, screw you. I'm not going to go back and I'm not going to work with you if you're going to try to trash me on social media. I get it. You know, like, you want to try to make yourself look good, but you're the promoter and most people aren't going to associate you with the product. You know, I would say that I do with WWE, but that's because Vince was such a mainstay there. However, though, when I think WCW, I don't necessarily think Bill Watts or Eric Bischoff or Ted Turner. You know, I don't necessarily think those guys. TNA, I don't really think about. I don't say Dixon Carter and Jeff Jarrett. You know, I don't necessarily think that. WWE is the only one I think about Vince McMahon. So WXW, who I've never heard of, I personally don't think that I just don't think that's an issue. And I think that it was dumb on his part.
You have seen some WXW videos, by the way, but they're in Botchamania.
Yeah, I imagine.
Anyways, so this is big news. ESPN is going to start airing recaps of WWE TV on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. This is a big deal because, as you know, ESPN is sports, and depending on how you look at WWE, it's sports entertainment. But I actually have a weird thing about this. It is sports entertainment, but I didn't think about it until recently, is that when you come to WWE, it's like if you go on Friends, or if you go, or not Friends, it's a bad example. If you go on some TV show, so let's say you go, what's a good TV show? Breaking Bad, since it's not around anymore. Let's say you go on that show, you have a character, but you're really, you know, you could say that you're playing Matt, I don't know, Helms, but your real name is Matt Hardy, but you're playing that character in WWE. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that they would do this, but I'm also happy.
Well,
kudos to WWE for getting this deal done, though.
Well, I want to dig deeper on that. So ESPN is going to air some recap stuff. So they're going to say, here's what went on in the world of WWE yesterday. We had Kane attack Seth Rollins, and we had the New Day, and we had, you know, Roman Reigns out there. And they're going to show that stuff, and they're going to show probably more the sports aspect of it. It sounds like, you know, we'll have more information about this, you know, in the coming weeks, but it sounds like that's the route they're going to go. So they'll focus more on the sports than the entertainment side. So is that okay for you? Is it just because ESPN is only about sports and WWE is obviously a TV show? Tell me a little bit more about that.
It's basically, if you're going to recap Scorpion on CBS or NCIS, either one
two
of them.
Two terrible shows. So
NCIS, yes. Both
two terrible shows.
Yeah, there's two different ones. I didn't realize that Louisiana had so many problems, or New Orleans, whatever it is. Sorry, I'm going. That just makes me laugh. But anyways, the fact that if they would recap those shows, I get it. But this is also there's some sport aspects to it, but every match in WWE pretty much anymore is the same. It's just, that's the sad part. But I'm surprised.
Why do you think that is?
Okay. There's some shows, kids, that you probably shouldn't watch. Well, I'm going to use Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot is great. I think the writing is great. I think another show, Breaking Bad, is great. I think Game of Thrones is great. The thing is, though, if you look at all the other stuff that's out there, those, like, we'll say 20 years ago, that stuff is mediocre. The stuff back then was way better because it was written properly, and I think they had actors, not someone who I decided to become an actor because I have the proper look or something. That's, I guess, what gets me. So even though right now, if you were to watch a wrestling match, like a real one, not a real one, but a more of like a Ring of Honor match, and then you go to WWE, you're like, oh, this is what we're stuck seeing. Granted, Cena, I will say to his credit, has added certain things that WWE would never have done before, but it's a lot of safe moves. When you see a reverse Frankensteiner and you're like, Oh wow. I've seen that before once a month on Ring of Honor or every other month on Ring of Honor. Not, you know, and WWE does it once, like, oh, such a big deal. It's like when Cena gave CM Punk the pile driver or the other way around. It was like, oh my gosh, they did a pile driver. That's a banned move in WWE. I guess like since almost all the matches now are safe, which I get it because you want to save that superstar. You don't want him to get hurt, but
sure. Yeah.
That's and, why I think that a lot of the matches are the same.
And I get what you're saying. Wrestling for the most part, you're kind of telling the same storylines over and over again. You know, it's a good versus evil thing. But there are some that are just way more exciting than others. And, you know, I get what you're saying. If you watch any house show, if you watch SmackDown, you are going to see very safe matches. You're not going to see anything crazy. You're typically not going to see a good one-on-one match. They're not going to give that away. There are obviously exceptions to the rule. I know Cesaro beat Randy Orton cleanly on SmackDown a year ago. I get it. But for the most part, you're not going to see that stuff. On Raw, you'll see some where they might take a few chances, but it's not until the pay-per-views. That's where you'll see the most chances. And even then, it's not until they're more important pay-per-views and more important matches. When we saw Kevin Owens versus Ryback at last month's pay-per-view, nothing important, nothing special. At Hell in a Cell, might be a little more special, but it probably still won't be. It won't be until Survivor Series where they have their third match where it'll be a good match.
Maybe we'll see a package pile driver finally. You never know.
And I know, not on Ryback. We won't. Not on Ryback. Sami Zayn, I could see it, but not on Ryback.
By the way, I'm wondering when Sami Zayn's actually going to come back. This is one thing that they haven't talked about. Like, is Zayn coming? Because I thought that at Respect, we were going to see Sami Zayn. But if he came back, I think it would overshadow the Iron Woman match. So that's why
maybe.
I'm like, well, when's he coming back? I really want to know. I haven't read any spoilers, so I don't know if he came back yet, but I know he's going to a couple of Evolve shows to do autograph signings, which is, I think, a big deal.
We're getting conflicting reports about that now, though.
Oh, it's okay. So we'll just say that's not happening. But I want to see Sami Zayn. I think that if he's okay now and he's clear to return, let's do it. It's not. I know it's different than Daniel Bryan's, where basically he might have one more run and that's it. But Zayn is, I think, completely healed because we estimate that he could be back by August, and it's now October. So let's just hope that something happens with this. We were talking earlier about the fact that, you know, I looked at it more of as a TV show where you're playing a character. TMZ reported that Lana and Rusev are engaged in real life. There were some speculations because I think on Friday or Saturday, there was a picture with her having a ring on. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised that TMZ is starting to they've been reporting WWE stuff thanks to the former producer Ryan Satin. He basically forced down their throats. Now they're talking about their personal lives because they're actors, but now they
and this is very important because this really feeds into WWE programming for this week. They actually acknowledged this, and they had Summer Rae out there. And she threw a fit, and I think she slapped Rusev for getting engaged and leading her on, you know, which was smart. That was a very smart move because you have to get that storyline done. Dolph Ziggler, he said, yeah, you know, it was really great time for her probably dating me for that short amount of time, but I guess she moved on. And they kind of ended it almost. And it was very interesting. I was kind of surprised with the route that they went so far. Now, I got to ask you. I'm going to throw maybe a couple ideas at you. What if she comes back, Lana comes back, and Dolph Ziggler's there, and they kind of have a little bit of a love triangle angle? You know, like Dolph is kind of a like almost like a woman scorned in a way. And he actually turns by pushing Lana down, and then Rusev turns as well. So you have a double turn. So basically, Rusev protects Lana to be a face, and Dolph Ziggler is the bad guy. What do you think about that?
Didn't I just say this? And didn't you say this would never work?
No, I don't believe so.
I said you could have a double turn, a Ziggler turn heel, Rusev turn face. And you
said, when did you say that?
Last week.
No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure I said it last week or the week before.
Well, I will listen to last week's show. You probably should. And you did not say that.
If I did, I'm going to put it at this point in the show just to rub it in your face.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, if you had Ziggler, you could do something. Here's something really interesting. You could turn Ziggler heel, keep Lana face, and you could almost have Rusev be a tweener, but then you have, I always call her Kelly, but Summer Rae turn heel. You could do a big switch if you really wanted to, like the CM Punk, Del Rio thing.
You wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, I understand what you're trying to do, but I don't think that would work. But no, I think that if you turn him heel, if you move him from the Rusev program, which is I'm hoping that they do, that's the route that I would go down. I would turn him heel and have him win the title. Sorry. Like steal the title.
Well, sorry, I'm thinking how TNA does when they do their booking.
Now, a double turn in this instance would work. It would work because of the engagement. Without the engagement, it wouldn't work. It would not work without the engagement. But I had mentioned, I know last week, about what if Dolph Ziggler turned heel, and I said that there might be issues, you know, with Lana there. But let's just say Dolph Ziggler turns heel. Should he then take the title off Cena? Because they had a really good match on Raw. What do you think?
I believe since we know Cena's leaving, I believe the U.S. title will go to Dolph Ziggler. He'll turn heel, and then he'll face someone like Rusev, or he may face someone, I don't know, definitely face Rusev for until Royal Rumble. I don't think they're going to stretch it out to WrestleMania, but at least Royal Rumble. That's pretty much, I think, the next step, because he's really not feuding with anyone. When Cena comes back, you have another feud set up where it could go all the way to WrestleMania. But let's just say Del Rio does come back. Where do you put him? Because you don't want him to face Sheamus, or you want him in the main event role.
Well, let's be honest.
I'm sidetracking.
The top is very thin right now. Like for you, who are the top five guys in WWE right now?
Cena, Rollins, Kane, Owens.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. For you, the top guys right now Kane. Include Kane. I'm talking about in WWE.
No. I thought you meant like...
like the people right now who can wrestle in the main event and there's no like, really? Now, obviously, you take Undertaker out because he's a part-timer. Brock Lesnar is in the conversation, I would say, just because he's there more often. So you have Brock Lesnar, obviously. You have Rollins because he's the champion. You have Cena for obvious reasons. Kane is the next one. Think about that for a second. Kane is the next.
He's in the main event, though, at Hell in a Cell. So that's how I judged it by. I believe. Now,
who's after that?
Well, Kevin Owens, easily.
Why? He's been losing matches?
I think Kevin Owens is.
I don't think Roman Reigns is?
No. See, I actually say Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose are in the top 10 now, not the top 5. Either one of them.
You think Kevin Owens is a top 5 right now?
Crowd still love him. He didn't get booed.
Doesn't matter.
They didn't say what when he talked.
In WWE's eyes, they would put Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins in a feud, assuming one of them was a good guy, one of them was a bad guy.
Well, they wouldn't do that.
Exactly. That's the point I'm making is that.
All right.
But they would do that with Roman Reigns.
Well, I guess with the feud ending with the Wyatts, I guess you can say that. I just don't. I just don't see Roman Reigns really in the main event anymore.
But they're keeping him away right now because they need him to get a little more popular. You know, and so that's what they're doing. But here's the point, you know, to go back to my original point, was that Del Rio would be immediately in the top 5. Del Rio could take on Rollins for the title and it would be legitimate.
But it wouldn't be. That's not who it would be, though, because you can't have that happen. Sheamus is going to win the title. I'm telling you this right now at Hell in a Cell. Sheamus wins the title. I'm just telling you this right now. So what, you bring Del Rio in to face Sheamus? We saw this multiple times. Why have it then? Del Rio versus Rollins would be smarter, but this is basically saying that Kane is going to win, and then he's going to lose it right away.
I don't know if Sheamus will win at Hell in a Cell. I don't think they have a match for him, but they'll probably tease another one, but I don't think that he will win the title. And I would say Del Rio would be brought in as a way for Rollins to have a feud with a main eventer and not have it be weird. And that's why I think that it would be Rollins. I would say Del Rio would be perfect to interject there, because the let's be honest, the top 10, it looks a little bit better because the top 5 is not that good. The top 5 really is not that good. And that's sad.
Yeah, tell me about it. But you never know. Maybe Del Rio will actually come at Hell in a Cell. Then you actually have a good... Oh, you could do that. Then you have Rollins and Del Rio for the main event during the Mexico tour while Cena's off.
Yeah, yeah, actually, that
there you go. Because that'll sell, because people like Seth Rollins. People love Del Rio, and he's huge down there. And maybe this should be the time they call Ray and say, hey, Ray, just for this short period of time. That's all we want. And the thing is, it'll help Mysterio out. No matter how you look at it, it'll help Mysterio out as well. So, but the one thing that was really funny, because they were in Chicago, of course, on Monday. The Cubs game was going on, so I don't think many people watched. But some of the fans there were, they didn't like Roman Reigns at all. There was nothing but what's and what's. And then he's like, what, you can't hear or something like that, which I thought was funny. But overall, I was happier that the New Day comes out and they just go nuts. The New Day comes out and they're like, yeah, the New Day.
Well, New Day they rocks. Also had normal heel heat too, which was nice. Like, people were chanting New Day sucks as well. And people were legitimately booing them, which is nice. Not the X-Pac heat where you're like, oh my God, we're seeing him again. You know, that type of heat.
My name
there was X-Pac. Legit. There was legit normal heat, which is great. That's fantastic. And they've been booking New Day amazingly, especially the past couple weeks. And you know what? They obviously got their comeuppance on SmackDown, and it'll probably happen again on this Raw. But they are doing a very great job with New Day. And you got to keep this train going. Do not break them up. Do not make a dumb move, and keep them together. Have them in a Survivor Series match where they're on, you know, one side of the field and you add two more people to it. And you just do a smart job by booking them strong like you have been.
I don't want this to come to the primetime players issue where you have a team that is killing it. Promos are awesome. And then we're not going to book you for a few weeks. Go do this promo, this work for us. That's what I hope doesn't happen here.
And they've been doing that with primetime players, too. It's been terrible. They did that, obviously, with Cesaro, like we've talked about.
Yep, Cesaro as well. Another one.
He was on Raw, and he was on SmackDown this week, thank God. But, you know, he lost both matches. But either way, you know, and primetime players, they've been doing a terrible job with that. And I am so confused as to WWE and their booking style, because it's amazing to think that 2 hours of Raw was booked better than 3 hours, and how NXT, which is an hour-long show, is so compact, but you get so much more out of it than a 3 hour Raw. And that says something, in my opinion. That really says something about the product.
Oh, yes, and I completely agree. Gosh, let's just hope the crowd is still into it. And oh, here's something, by the way, at the main event for Kane and Rollins, it was a lumberjack match. Did you notice one person who was missing that I was shocked about?
Who's that?
I didn't see Zack Ryder.
Woo, woo, woo.
I didn't see woo, woo, woo. You know it. So I'm wondering if he's getting released.
Eh.
I hope not, but I haven't seen him in a while, and he was not out there with the Lumberjacks. So I saw the Ascension, though. they lost earlier to the... By the way, the Dudleys, did you think they had a lot of... There was a lot of cheering for them when they came out? I thought it was dull.
It wasn't as much as when they were out east, that's for sure. You know, obviously out east, they're much better known, or and not, but they're much more revered out there, you know. So that's probably why we didn't hear it as much. And to be honest, I thought that this Chicago crowd wasn't as good as previous ones. I felt that there wasn't an agenda. Like when CM Punk left and Raw, basically the Chicago crowd took over Raw, and to the point where they had to change it and have CM Punk's music hit and have Paul Heyman come out and try to silence the crowd, which was a smart move. It was very intelligent for them to do that. You know, it's crazy to say, but that was 2 years ago almost.
Dang.
I know, right? That's, oh man.
And it seems like this is the third one. And I thought I only heard a faint CM Punk chant, because I think now it's like, oh, he's not around. He's not on the other wrestling show, even though we know he's training for UFC, but I was shocked about it. But, you know,
the crowd didn't seem like it was as robust as in previous times.
No, not at all. I want to get back to the Lumberjack match, because it was the main event. Throughout the evening, Kane was talking to Triple H and Stephanie because they were trying to make it, you know, in quotes, to Chicago, because I think if they came out, people would boo the crap out of them. But he said, no, he's like, I'm going to face him. Corbin Kane's going to face him. No, we don't want Corbin Kane to face him. So the Demon Kane faced him instead, which I thought was hilarious. But I don't understand why they decided to do this. I just don't, because it's free TV. Why waste this now? And besides, all it was the Lumberjacks just all started fighting against each other. And I thought it was kind of, well, lame.
Well, first things first, I think it was actually a cool move for Triple H and Stephanie to not be there. I thought for the storyline for that moment was actually really good. I get it. Yeah, they would have been booed, but who cares? I mean, it's not like they've never been booed before. They get booed all the time, you know, so who cares, you know, about that? I don't think that was the issue, but they were telling a story. I think it was a smart story. At the end, though, the thing that I just am so blown away about, and this is something I harp on a lot, is, and I'm sure that just like Stone Cold talking about the DDT and how it's overused, I get that. But I really hate when they give away this match on free TV, because that says to me that this match is not that important, to the point where you should not give us money for the pay-per-view, because we're going to give you that match before the pay-per-view even happens. And that really kills me. I don't understand the rationale behind it. I really do not. And if it was Corporate Kane, I get it. Because if it's Corporate Kane, you can say, oh, well, we had a Corporate Kane match, and now we're going to have the Demon Kane match. I would get that. I don't get this. And I think that it was a very terrible idea, because their match at Hell in a Cell, it's nothing special. You know, they already have two matches in the cell. Are they going to have a third? I don't think they announced that anything for the match. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's just a straight one-on-one match, right?
I thought it was for the title. I thought it was that said that if the Demon Kane does not win, Corporate Kane gets fired. So, oh my gosh, can you do a DQ in Hell in a Cell? We're going to find out.
I think that they have done that before. Oh, well, they did it where rope breaks count at Hell in a Cell, which is I think it was Brock Lesnar and Undertaker, to be honest.
Well, you know what? Can you actually, let's say you pin a guy, right? And you want to use leverage, so you put your feet on the top rope. He still has to count 1, 2, 3, right?
Theoretically. But then again,
Botcha Mania, Super Dragon. So we don't understand this match. Why free? But they were going up against stiff competition. They were going against, of course, the Cubs versus the Cardinals, and they're also going against the Mets versus the Dodgers. And who played Monday night?
And San Diego and Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. I thought you remembered who played on Monday night. Anyway, so let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free set builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo, see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, OFFTHEMARK, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off The Mark page and click on the banner at the top to say big on items from WDShop.com. So we're going to talk about something that's going to happen here in 6 months, less than 6 months. What's that, Aaron?
WrestleMania. So it kind of interesting to talk about now. Obviously, when Royal Rumble hits, that's when WrestleMania season starts, right? You know, January is okay. Hey, WrestleMania season. You know, it's time to get going. But it's weird for us to talk about it now. But the reason we are is because on Tuesday, WrestleMania tickets went on sale, and it was only for packages. So it was only for the bronze, silver, gold, you know, all those packages that they put out there. And they sold out in minutes. They sold out right away. And luckily, we were able to get on there and secure some tickets. So, Andy, you, myself, friend of the show Doug, and friend of the show Roger are going to be going to Dallas to not only be a part of WrestleMania, but also to cover it for Off the Mark. So that means that all WrestleMania weekend, we're going to be putting out a show. And, you know, obviously, we'll flesh it out a little bit more. It's 6 months away. but we're going to be putting out a show, talking about our experiences there, talking about everything that we've seen, because it's going to be a lot to take in. So you're going to have a ton of shows, which will be kind of cool, to be quite honest. But, Andy, I got to ask you, this is going to be your first WrestleMania you've gone to. Obviously, you've been on this earth for longer than WrestleMania's been around. So how excited are you to go to WrestleMania 32?
Well, here's something that I want to let everyone know. When Doug and I leave, we're driving there. It'll be my 37th birthday. If we leave on that Thursday, I will be turning 37 in a row. Yes, of course. I asked Doug already. I said, hey, do you care if I record some conversations that we have? Because my plan is to put out as many specials as I can that day, including if I run into Roger and it's just Roger and him and I start talking, I want to record it. I basically want to be mic'd up 24/7, except when I sleep or take a shower. I want to put out everything.
In which case, you'll be videotaped then.
Then I'll, yes, of course. But I want to get, you know, have a great experience. And something as simple as having a mic on and pressing a button on my phone to record it, it actually will work out great. And at the end of the day, then we'll come in, we'll do a little segment. Hey, what happened here? We're going to Access, we're on NXT. We're probably going to skip Hall of Fame. and then, of course, we're going to WrestleMania. That one might be a big deal because once we get back to the hotel, which I'm assuming will be around 12, we're going to start recording at that moment. And we're going to basically record. And then I'm going to put it out as soon as we can because we'll have a preview of the show. And then we'll also have a post. And it's going to be because we're there. We're covering Access. We're covering anything we can. We're going to cover. I'm really excited about this. I think it's going to be great. I mean, we're going to have, you know, Roger's been on the show. Doug's been on the show. Of course, you and I are on the show. It's going to be great. And we have some, I think that's going to be the special part. We're going to try and take as many pictures as we can, post them to our Twitter and Instagram accounts so everyone can see, you know, hopefully live through this, you know, what we're going through. So if you can't make it, hey, you can see what we're doing as well. And I think the road trip with Doug and I think is going to be pretty funny. Especially when it gets to like 3 o'clock in the morning, he's still driving. And then the conversation will turn into something really weird about wrestling. But the nice part is you got your tickets. Doug got it. I was more concerned that like you were going to be able to get gold and then we were going to get silver or vice versa. I was more concerned about that. When you said I got gold, Doug said he got gold. It's paid for. I'm like, that's what we needed. Now, now we have to go to the next step. But I didn't realize, I was looking to see if they sold out, and I kept looking 15 minutes after that, but I didn't see anything that said, hey, it's too late, you got to go with bronze, or you have to go with platinum or VIP. But I'm just happy that we're going to be going, and it's going to be a great experience for us, and we have a lot of things planned out. I hope that I don't hit more than, I'm going to try and keep it under 10 specials. Because I think there'll be a couple where we're just standing in line waiting for something. Oh my gosh, still waiting. But I'm looking forward to what are you looking forward to on this, Aaron?
I think the experience mostly, I think it'll be really cool. We'll be there all weekend and we'll be wrestled out. I mean, like, let's be honest here, you know, and we'll talk about, you know, whatever, release schedule when it gets closer, since it is about 6 months away, but, we're going to be so wrestled out. But I really cannot wait to experience WrestleMania, you know, and to actually be there, because, you know, spending money on the experience is going to be well worth it. And I can't wait to talk about it. I really can't. The access, I'm maybe less excited for that, but that might be one of the highlights. The NXT is going to be really cool. Ring of Honor is going to be there, and there's a WrestleCon going on that weekend too. So it's not just WWE, but there's other stuff there too that I'm really excited to see. And I can't wait to talk about it. I really can't.
Yeah. Like I said, now that everything's been taken care of, I don't think there's any of the four of us are going to be like, going. I'm more like when you guys get bumped to first class, I'm going to be like, so you got a hand towel where? Flying over where now? They actually give you hand towels in first class?
Oh, yeah.
So I think we're going to go, we'll be there Thursday to Tuesday. So it's going to be a long, 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 long time with wrestling. But it's good. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And actually, I know it's going to be a lot of fun. It's just going to be a lot of walking. And hey, we get coach transportation from the hotel to the event. I'm so excited about that. Hall of Fame, I can't wait to sell that ticket.
Yeah, all right.
How would you like four tickets? $20. Oh, gosh. Not again. Anyways, so I'm really excited. You're excited. Can't wait for this moment. And, of course, we'll be covering it like no other. But that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.